Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Chickling.
All right. Well, we're talking about festivals today. One kind of festival in particular, but let's talk about some festivals that we've been to before. Can you tell me about one that you've been to?
I've been to Lantern Festival in Kaohsiung. Have you ever been to that?
Yeah,
kind of
you know what? I used to live in Kaohsiung.
Oh, really?
Right next to the Love River.
Yes, and so, and it was held right there.
Yeah, and so every year my neighborhood would be filled with people and bad traffic and beautiful lanterns.
So did you go there?
Yeah, it was hard not to.
But it was packed, actually.
Every day, And some days, like, they would close down the roads because maybe on, like, the traditional night of Lantern Festival, it would be so busy and I would have to show my ID to say, I live here, I need to drive here, it's okay. But, that's always an interesting festival. Mm-hmm. I've been to lots of festivals. Of course, in Canada, on July 1st, we always have a Canada Day celebration, and there will be festivals kind of all over the country with fireworks and fun events for Canada. Lots of festivals all over the world.
Okay.
Today's festival is a fringe festival, and we're going to find out what that means and what you can see at it. So let's get to that now.
Reading.
Join the fun at fringe festivals. Dancers perform in the streets, and you feel amazed as you watch them from the crowd that has gathered. Nearby, a man juggles balls of fire, and a singer's beautiful song can be heard. These acts are all part of an exciting fringe festival. Today, these special arts festivals take place all over the world. The first fringe festival was held in Edinburgh, Scotland, in 1947. That year, eight theatre companies showed up uninvited to the Edinburgh International Festival. However, because the companies weren't part of the official program, they were turned away. Therefore, they decided to perform near the formal venue independently. Year after year, more small companies joined them, until the Edinburgh Fringe Society was formed in 1958. Since then, fringe festivals have only become more and more popular. They usually include all sorts of shows, ranging from poetry readings to short plays. Such events usually have three things in common: they're cutting edge, cheap to visit, and easily accessible to the public.
Okay, today's article starts out by saying, dancers perform in the streets, and you feel amazed as you watch them from the crowd that has gathered. So what's happening here is we're kind of explaining different things, or one thing that you might see at a festival. So we do this by saying that dancers are performing in the streets. Now, perform is a verb, and when you perform, you do something to entertain people. Now, performers can do many different kinds of things, such as act, sing, dance, do magic, all different things like that. For example, we could say, Rita hired a magician to perform some tricks at her son's birthday party.
Okay, 所以 perform 这个字就是有表演的意思哦。在我们的文章里面有说到 dancers perform in the streets, 就是代表舞者在街上表演。所以 perform 呢 is a verb. So when you add A-N-C-E to the end of the word, you'll become a noun, which is performance. So we'll just take a look at a sentence here. George does not like to perform in front of others. 就是 George 不喜欢在人面前表演。除了表演的意思呢，我们还有执行啊，或者完成一件事情的意思。For example, perform a difficult operation, 进行艰难的手术。 Okay, so we'll move on to the next word, amazed.
All right, now amazed is an adjective. And when you feel this way, when you feel amazed, you feel great surprise or wonder about something. So maybe if you're watching these dancers, maybe they're doing such a cool dance or such a surprising dance that you feel amazed. Here's an example sentence.The children looked amazed when the jets flew upside down in the sky.
All right, so amazed 就是有使什么什么惊艳的意思，通常是使人嘛，我们会感受到。所以 as a verb, you can say, his performance amazed me. 他的表演让我好惊艳哦。那我们还有另外一个词常常听到就是 amazing.好，所以 when something is amazing, it is impressive or excellent. For example, you can say, modern technology is amazing, isn't it? 所以现代的科技是很惊人的，不是吗？
Okay, well, we move on to the next sentence, which gives another description of something you might see at a festival. It says, nearby, a man juggles balls of fire, and a singer's beautiful song can be heard.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. Mm-hmm. 所以我们看到 juggle 这个字呢，就是有耍杂技的意思。So in our sentence, we see, a man juggles balls of fire, 就是杂耍着火球的意思。所以除了可以看到很精彩的杂耍，我们也可以听到美妙的音乐，这些都是可以在 French Festival 里面体验到的。Okay.
All right, let's move on. So we've got three different kinds of things that you might see, and here's where you're going to see them. The article says, these acts are all part of an exciting fringe festival.
Okay, so fringe 这个字呢，其实英文里面就是有边缘，或者是有流苏啊，或者是碎状物的意思。那在这边，其实在英国，很多人都会把刘海说成是 fringe。不过 in America we say bands, right?
It's more just like
I have my bangs cut.
Oh yeah. For your hair, you say in America you say bangs, and
yeah,
in the UK you say fringe.
Yeah, 所以就是有刘海的意思，不过是在英国人比较常用。对，那在这边就是有边缘或者是有碎状物的意思。
All right, well, let's find out more about fringe festivals here. It says today these special arts festivals take place.All over the world. The first Fringe Festival was held in Edinburgh, Scotland in 1947.
对，所以最早的易碎节就是在爱丁堡举行的，那个时候是1947年。好，那我们现在来看一下英文练功坊的部分，我们要来讲一下 hold, take place 跟 happen, 还有 occur 这四个字。所以我们先来看一下 hold 跟 take place 这两个字哦。这两个字通常是用在事先安排好然后发生的事情，中文的翻译有举行的意思，不过它们用法不一样。像 hold 这个字 hold 使用的被动语态的时候呢，我们的主词是事物，那使用主动语态的时候主词就是人。不过 take place 是不及物动词哦，是不能接受词的，我们只能用主动语态，然后主词就是事物。那我们就来看几个句子来了解解一下。Amanda's wedding will take place next month. 好，那这个你看一下 take place 它是主动式，然后它的主词是事物。And the sentence too, Aaron, can you do?
The next sentence, Amanda's wedding will be held next month.
Yeah, so right here 我们用的被动语态，那 Amanda's wedding 就是事物。Right, 那 happen 跟 occur 这两个字呢，都是用在没有安排或者是偶然发生的事，用法跟 take place 一样。For example, we can say,
When did this occur?
And when
did this happen?
Okay, 就是诶，这个事情是什么时候发生的啊？那 occur 跟 happen 跟 take place 用法都差不多。
Okay, so...We are going to learn more about the very first Fringe Festival. We see in the article here, it says, that year, 8 theater companies showed up uninvited to the Edinburgh International Festival.
Okay, so the word company here refers to a group of actors, singers, or dancers that perform together. 是剧团的意思，这边不是公司哦，是剧团。
That's right. Okay, now...There's something, we did see that they were uninvited here. So because of that, here in the article it says, however, because the companies weren't part of the official program, they were turned away. Now, we use this phrase, turn away, when you don't allow someone to enter a place or take part in an event. Now, this could be because the people don't have a ticket or they weren't invited like the companies here, or maybe because the event is full, for example. Now, as an example, I might say, I was turned away from the restaurant because there were no empty tables available.
Oh, that's sad. Okay, so 因为这些剧团没有在官方的节目单上，所以就被赶走了。So, Aaron, what did they do next?
Okay, well, it says here, therefore, they decided to perform near the formal venue independently.Now, here we use the adjective formal, and we described a venue, the formal venue. Now, formal here describes something that is official or public. Here we're saying that some of the theaters or other places are official. Now, that means everyone who is officially part of the event can perform there. But if they perform somewhere else, that place is not a formal venue because it is not official.Here's another example. The CEO has made a formal announcement that he will be retiring next year.
All right, so formal 就是正式的意思，就是 official 的意思。那这个 venue 指的是场所，所以文章中的句子的意思就是说呢，他们决定在正式场所或称官方场所的附近表演哦。Okay, so we'll take a look at the sentence.They have offered me the job, but I don't yet have a formal contract. 他们给我了这份工作，但是我还没有拿到正式的合约书。So another word we're going to explain is independently.
That's right. So they're not performing in any of the formal venues. They're performing near these venues independently. Now this is an adverb, and when you do something independently, you do it without help or support, or you do it alone.Now, here we're saying that the fringe performers put on a show without the help or support of the official festival. Now, as another example, we could say, for this project, I want you to work independently instead of in groups.
Now that we see ly at the end of this word, we know that this is an adverb since independent is an adjective. 所以这个字是副词哦，有独立的的意思，是从 independent 这个字来的。So in our article, it says, therefore, they decided to perform near the formal venue independently. 这一句话的意思就是他们要在附近，就是官方场合附近表演。So we talked about the adverb, adjective, and what about the noun? We've seen it before, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'sIndependence. So you take up the T and add CE to the end. And as usual, we'll take a look at another sentence here. You can say, most elderly people prefer to live independently if they can. 就大多数的老人啊，喜欢自己生活，如果他们有能力的话。Or you can also say, how long has your country been independent? 你的国家独立多久了？
Great. Okay. Well,We've got these eight companies. They're kind of performing near the event, but they're not part of the event. But here it says kind of what happened over the years. It says, year after year, more small companies joined them until the Edinburgh Fringe Society was formed in 1958. Okay, so...We said something here. We said the Edinburgh Fringe Society was formed. Form is a verb here. And when an organization, company or a business or any other thing like that forms, it is set up or established. It's kind of like saying it was started for the first time.For example, we could say, the World Health Organization was formed in 1948.
Okay, so form 就是有形成、组成的意思哦。It's used as a verb in our article here. 所以越来越多的小剧团加入了，然后就形成了 Edinburgh Fringe Society. 所以这边我们就用了被动语态哦。Was formed, be 动词加上 past participle. 所以 as a verb, you can say, once a bad habit is formed, it is really hard to get rid of it. 一旦形成坏习惯就很难摆脱它了。那这个字其实还有其他意思。当名词的时候有表格的意思哦。所以你也可以说 you need to fill out the job application form. 你必须要填写这份工作申请表。
Okay, so we've got this society now that's kind of organizing this fringe festival every year. And it says here, since then, fringe festivals have only become more and more popular. And that's not all. It says here, they usually include all sorts of shows, ranging from poetry readings to short plays. Now, here we use the verb include, and when you include something or somebody, you make that thing or person part of a larger group of things. Now, here, lots of things are included, these shows, so they're all part of one big group or the festival. Here's an example. Let's include these chocolate snacks in the kids' lunches today.
Well, the kids are going to be happy. Mm-hmm. Okay, 就是把巧克力就是包括在这些小孩子的午餐里面。Okay, 所以 French Festival 是越来越受欢迎了。那我们就来看一下 include 这个字。它这边是动词哦， include 就是有包括的意思。所以 French Festival 是包括很多不同的表演，有吟诗秀啊，也有小短剧的表演。So here are some other sentences you might want to look at.So sentence one, is lunch included in this price? 这个价钱有包括午餐吗？可能太贵了，所以你就这样问一下。Okay, 然后第二个句子哦， everyone, including Jessica, was sitting around the table. 那意思就是每个人，包括 Jessica 在内都围坐在桌旁。So we'll take a look at all sorts of shows. What does it mean?
Well, we use the phrase all sorts of something. Here we said all sorts of shows. And we use this phrase to say that we're talking about many different kinds of something. Now here, the one thing we're talking about is shows. And we know that there are many different kinds of shows by saying all sorts of something.Here's another example. There are all sorts of drinks on sale at this cafe, from coffee to iced juices. Now, we also use the phrase range from A to B in that sentence, and we use this phrase to show that we are mentioning some of the things that we're talking about. But because there are so many, we can't mention them all.Now, this phrase shows that there are more things that we haven't talked about besides the ones in the sentence. For example, we might say, this store sells lots of items ranging from cleaning supplies to gym clothes.
So all sorts of something 就是有各种的意思，各种什么东西。So as we mentioned, all sorts of shows ranging from, 这个 ranging from 就是有从哪个范围到哪个范围的意思，通常是指一样事物涵盖的范围，就像刚刚 Aaron 老师说的一样。
Okay, so let's find out more about these fringe festivals by finishing off here with this sentence. It says, such events usually have three things in common. They're cutting edge, cheap to visit, and easily accessible to the public. Now, we use the phrase have something in common in that sentence. So when you have something in common with a person, you have a similar interest or quality with that person. For example, two people who both like soccer can say they have soccer in common. Now, when two things have something in common, they have similar qualities. So these events, for example, all have three things that are similar to each other. So we can say they have these things.In common. Here's another example. These new cars have something in common. They're both electric vehicles.
所以 have something in common 就是跟某物有共通点的意思。那像刚 Aaron 老师提到，我们再来看一个句子 ：My boyfriend and I have a lot in common， 就是我男朋友和我有很多的共通点。All right， 那我们也看到这个字 cutting edge。What does it mean?
Well, cutting edge is an adjective that just means extremely modern and advanced. So it's sort of the best of the technology.So far, today.
Okay,、mm-hmm. 所以就是有最新啊，最尖端的意思。所以我们可以说 cutting edge design, 就是非常前卫的设计，或者是像刚老师说的 cutting edge technology, 尖端的技术。所以 besides being cutting edge, cheap to visit, and what?
Well, they're also accessible. This adjective accessible means that something is easy to find or easy to get to. So a lot of people are able to go to this thing because it is accessible.
Okay, 所以它是一个形容词，这个字常都会跟 to 连用。所以 in our article, 我们说了 easily accessible to the public, 就是大众都可以去参与。
Okay, great. But, you know, that's all the time we have to talk about fringe festivals today. But don't worry, we'll be back with a lot more information tomorrow. For now, stay tuned for our For You chat. We'll be right back.
For You chat.
Okay, today's For You chat question is, do you enjoy visiting arts festivals? And why or why not?
Well, I think I do, because I think I can learn a lot from the festival, and it gives me inspiration to do things. Like if I go home, I want to write songs, or I want to write an article, I want to do something, and maybe I'll be like, oh yeah, I saw that yesterday, or I saw that somewhere, and I can put that into my works.
Right.
Hey, what about you, Erin?
Well, I do. I mean, I've always been someone who has enjoyed supporting art. I'm not particularly a very creative person myself. I'm more one of the people who helps the artists kind of do their things. And so I've often worked behind the scenes in festivals and events like this. And so I sort of like supporting the artists and giving them the opportunity to kind of do these things, because I think the arts are really important for education, actually.
Yeah, okay. So what type of art do you like the best?
Me, theater, definitely. Okay. But I like all art. You know, just today I was walking by a university and I saw some university students giving a small concert. And so I just sort of stopped in for 5 minutes and listened to them play. So, All right, well, that's all the time we have to talk about fringe festivals, but we are going to say plenty more about them tomorrow, so stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. But today, we're going to say goodbye. All right, see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Join the fun at fringe festivals. Dancers perform in the streets, and you feel amazed as you watch them from the crowd that has gathered. Nearby, a man juggles balls of fire, and a singer's beautiful song can be heard. These acts are all part of an exciting fringe festival. Today, these special arts festivals take place all over the world. The first fringe festival was held in Edinburgh, Scotland, in 1947. That year, 8 theater companies showed up uninvited to the Edinburgh International Festival. However, because the companies weren't part of the official program, they were turned away. Therefore, they decided to perform near the formal venue independently. Year after year, more small companies joined them, until the Edinburgh Fringe Society was formed in 1958. Since then, fringe festivals have only become more and more popular. They usually include all sorts of shows, ranging from poetry readings to short plays. Such events usually have 3 things in common: they're cutting edge, cheap to visit, and easily accessible to the public.
Vocabulary review. Perform. Katie is excited to perform in the school's talent show tomorrow. Amazed. Elijah was amazed by the magician's tricks. Formal. All the guests at the formal dinner party were wearing fancy clothes. Independently. That nation used to be controlled by the UK, but now its government rules independently. Form. This sports club was formed in the 1950s and has only grown since then. Include. Amy's meal included pork, rice, and some fresh vegetables.